in the year 2015 from the birth of Abraham, in the year 1510 from the exodus of the people of Israel out of Egypt, in the year 1032 from the enthronement of David the prophet and king, in the 60th week of the prophecy of Daniel, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Augustus, in the 33rd year of the reign of Herod, when the staff had gone from Judah, as had been prophesied by Jacob the patriarch, at a time when the whole world was at peace, it pleased God to send his only begotten Son and eternal Word to the world to become man, and to teach us God's love, to suffer, die, and rise from the dead for our salvation. At that time, the Lord Jesus was born in humble Bethlehem of Judah, and no one knew of it but the Virgin Mary, his mother, and Joseph, her spouse. No one heard of this miracle surpassing all miracles, but a few humble shepherds who had been told by angels in the sky that sang this hymn, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Then the Magi came from the east, led by a star in the heaven. They found their way to where the divine infant rested, and they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. To God incarnate, to the suckling infant who humbled himself and took our form, becoming a child of man to make children of God. To the one who later walked among us to teach us the way of salvation, and who loved us so much as to give his life for it. To him be glory, honor, and adoration forever and ever. O come, let us adore him.
name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
Forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor.
Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Amen. pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice, and together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain?
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying,
As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. The reading from the letters is from the letter to Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is much more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, You are my son, today I have begotten you. Or again, I will be to him a father, and he will be, shall to be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
Merry Christmas.
Our text today is from the Old Testament reading, Isaiah 52, especially verse 10, which says, "The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." This is our text. How do you put in human terms what our God has done and who he is? How do you describe in a way that we, as fallen, earthborn creatures, can relate to? This is how Isaiah says it. The Lord has bared his holy arm. Or in other places, as the scriptures speak about the right hand of God acting on behalf of his people, he has shown strength and power on behalf of those who belong to him. Or we might say it this way today. We might say that he's flexed his holy muscle. We might say that he's shown strength with his grip. It's a striking metaphor. This image of his holy arm speaks to his power in creation and to his faithful rescue and salvation of his people. What has the arm of the Lord done? If you flip all the way back to the beginning, you could say that it is the arm of the Lord by which all things were made. Really, his word, as he spoke everything into creation. But we picture him forming and fashioning this entire world and everything on it over 6 days, and at the crown of the creation, fashioning with his holy arm a man from the dust of the earth and a woman from the side of the man. His holy arm at work creating the world. But not only in the creation, also in the redemption of the world. For after man fell into sin, after man's arms became bound in slavery, laid low in the dust of death, God would act again with his holy arm. You might know the definitive events of redemption from the Old Testament. The two that jump out are the Exodus out of Egypt and God's deliverance of his people from exile in Babylon. And this is how he describes his work there. When the people of Israel were enslaved in Egypt, when their arms were making bricks to build Egyptian monuments, God sent Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment." And then God stretched out his arm. He brought the 10 plagues, culminating with the final plague, the death of the firstborn, but the deliverance of his people through the Passover. And then he led them with his arm across the Red Sea. Moses taught the people to sing in praise to God's outstretched arm and right hand. When they were delivered from Pharaoh and his might, this is what they sang. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. Shortly before he died, when Moses was reminding God's people of all that he had done, he said in the book of Deuteronomy over and over again, "Remember how God brought you out of Egypt with his outstretched arm." They ended in captivity again, however. after straying from God's ways, after pursuing idolatry and sin, God allowed the king of Babylon to take them into exile, 1,000 miles away. But this is what God said through the prophet Ezekiel. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with wrath poured out. After 70 years, God brought his people back. With his holy outstretched arm, he delivered them from captivity and restored them to the land of promise. The Psalms look back to these deliverances. Psalm 98, which we spoke in the intro it already, looked back to how God delivered with his mighty outstretched arm and how God would bring a greater deliverance still. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. And as the prophet Isaiah said, the Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Why must God bear his holy arm to deliver his people? It's because of the weakness of his people, because of the need of his people, because of the way in which their arms, our arms, have been enslaved to sin and will lie still in death. We might consider in our own lives, what is it that our arms and our hands have done? How have they been used? To honor our God or to serve our neighbor, or perhaps to act in sin and unholiness? God has seen our need still. Just as he saw the need of the people of Israel for an outstretched arm to deliver them, just as he saw the need of his people in exile for a right hand to bring them out, so he sees our need as well. The need that we have for his holy arm to be bared, his power and his strength to be shown over our sin and over death that holds us and over the devil who tempts us. After Mary conceived in her womb by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Savior of the world, she sang this song. His mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. His holy arm. It's a beautiful metaphor of his creative power, of his steadfast love and mercy, of his rescue and redemption of his people. But here's the amazing thing we celebrate today. It is not just a metaphor. The Lord has bared his holy arm is not just a picture put in human words for us to relate to how God has saved us. No. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word became flesh. The outstretched and holy arm became flesh. The feet that bring good news became flesh. The right hand of the Lord became flesh. But what flesh he became? Gestating for 9 months in the womb. You've probably seen the pictures that we have today, which Mary certainly didn't have 2,000 years ago. So early in gestation, the arms budding and the hands and fingers budding and the legs budding on this little child in the womb, stretching out and lengthening and taking on muscle and tone. The Lord has bared his holy arm, but how little that arm is, reaching for his mother. How weak that arm is when he's first laid in the manger. does not even have the muscle tone to grasp. And yet the scriptures have said, a little child shall lead them. The Lord has bared his holy arm. And it is not the arm of the strongest man on earth. It is not the arm of the richest or most powerful. It's the arm of his only begotten Son, born of the Virgin Mary. That is the holy arm that the Lord has bared to bring about our deliverance and our redemption, to fight for us against sin and Satan and death and hell. And what an arm it is. The arm of the Lord that would bless and distribute 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands of people. The arm of the Lord that would stretch out over the storm and cause it to become still. The arm of the Lord that would touch the lame and the mute and the deaf so that they can leap and sing and hear. The arm of the Lord that stopped caskets on the way to the grave and raised the dead that they might live again. The Lord has bared his holy arm. And this is no metaphor, but it is reality. The Word became flesh and took on an arm for us. And Isaiah would point us not only to the miracles that he has worked, but in Isaiah 53, he says this: who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And then he speaks of the arms that were stretched out for us upon the cross, of the hands that had the nails driven into them, of the arms that looked like they had no strength and were wrapped in linen cloths and laid in the tomb. And then he rose again from the dead, his holy arm still outstretched, still bared, still bringing salvation, still granting triumph over our enemies, still being the strength that we need in our weakness, still fighting for us against our sin. His holy arm is stretched out still, stretched out to you today in his holy word, in his holy gifts, fighting for you against your enemies, strengthening you amid your own weaknesses. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice, for his holy arm is bared, and all flesh shall see the salvation of our God as you have seen it today again. So go today in the strength of the Lord. With his arm fighting for you, join in the fight as well, the fight against sin and against death and against the devil. And tell them to get lost. For the one who created all things, and the one who redeemed his people out of Egypt, and the one who brought his people back from exile in Babylon, the one who was born in Bethlehem and crucified on Calvary and rose on the third day, it is his arm that fights for you. In Jesus' name. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your Son, the eternal Word, has become flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Extend his praise into all the world, that with us many would come to hope in his steadfast love. Lord, in your mercy. Send forth pastors to publish your peace and bring us your good news of happiness. Keep them faithful to declare your gracious reign in Christ. Bless the work of missionaries at home and abroad, that all the ends of the earth may see your salvation. Lord, in your mercy. As our families gather in this holy season, give us patience, that we may be slow to judge and quick to forgive. Comfort the lonely with your presence, and help us extend the welcome of our homes and the friendship of your grace. Make us mindful of those less fortunate who celebrate this blessed feast in poverty and want, and teach us to be generous. Accept with our offerings the living sacrifice of our bodies to your service and our voices in praise and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Your Son upholds the universe by the word of his power. Grant our nation to walk humbly before you. Bless our soldiers who stand watch this day. Keep them in safety as they serve us, and uphold their families while they are apart. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Father, watch over us and our loved ones, preserving us in body and soul. Guard and keep all who are sick, lonely, overwhelmed by grief, poor in spirit or recovering, especially Ted and Cindy, Hattie, Diane, Marilyn, Melinda, Jared, Dave and Janet, Judy, Rosemarie, Aaron Kate, Annette, Mike, Luann, John, and Judy, as well as our homebound Donna, Georgia, Barbara, Ruth, Eleanor, Edith, Jeanette, and Andrea, that all these may be comforted, healed, and upheld according to your good and gracious will. Let them look to Jesus Christ and be reminded that he is the light no darkness can overcome. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that we may come worthily to receive the body and blood of Jesus, with faith in his bodily presence for us, that we may depart with grace upon grace from his fullness, and with his holy arm granting us salvation. Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all your people who have gone before us and now rest in your presence, including our sisters Joan and Anita. Keep us faithful with them until that day when you make all things new. For you live and reign with Christ and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Truly meet, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, forever praising you and saying,
on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for sending your only Son into the world that we might become your children, and for giving us now the very body and blood born of Mary in Bethlehem, to set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. By your Holy Spirit, keep us to the end with our Lord Jesus, that as we rejoice with angels at his birth, we may rejoice with angels in his glory, and behold him with you and the Spirit in the kingdom of God, triune majesty, which has no end. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.